For an opening devotional this morning, I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. We're here today to participate in the Lord's Supper. We come because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, because of the great sacrifice he made in our behalf at Calvary, and because Jesus told his disciples to continue to do it in remembrance of him. So in obedience, we continue to do it as a reminder of his broken body and his shed blood for our redemption. We have chosen to follow Jesus to be obedient to God's word, the Bible. We chose that when we received salvation in Jesus. We chose to follow his path for the rest of our lives. So with that in mind, let's look at Matthew chapter 7, and I'll read verses 13 and 14. This is near the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And there it says, Jesus speaking, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Verse 13 says, the gate that leads away from Jesus is wide, and the way is broad. It's wide because there are many ways that we can enter through it. The world is full of enticing things that take us through that gate and down that broad way. Satan has a myriad of illicit and tempting pursuits to draw us that way, and it could take hours to name them all, so I won't name any of them. Some also go that way because they're of indifference. Many people couldn't care less about Jesus, except to drag his holy name through the muck and filth of their speaking. They willingly go down that broad path. Some even go down that way with good intentions. They believe that their good lives and their good deeds will gain God's favor. But that's not how it works. Because in Romans 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Good works come as a result of salvation, not to gain salvation. Verse 13 also says, "The broad way leads to destruction." We've heard the saying, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." That way leads away from Jesus and ends in hell. That's a sobering thought, but that is the truth according to God's word. Proverbs 16, verse 25 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." But Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." There are many ways on that path because it's easy to find through the wide gate. It's easy to stay on the path, and there's a lot of company there. Let's read verse 14 again. "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, which leads to life, and there are few who find it." The gate that leads to Jesus is narrow. Why? Because there is only one way through it, and everybody goes through it one at a time. You go through on your own. You don't go in as with a crowd. John 10, 7 to 9 says, "Then Jesus said to them again, 'Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door.'" And John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way through the narrow gate and up the narrow way. It says it's difficult. That's because we aren't in heaven as soon as we get through the gate. In other words, heaven doesn't begin as soon as we are saved. Self must be denied, the body kept under control, daily temptations resisted. Duties must be done. There will be tough times. We may have tribulations, and we must keep watch and be in prayer and walk with care. And yet, this way should be desirous for us all because it leads to life, eternal life. 1 John 5:11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Why did Jesus say that only few find it? Well, let's read this text again, and I'll start in the middle of verse 13, at the word broad. It says there, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. And then the next verse starts with, because narrow is the way and difficult is, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Many people think it too hard, too restrictive, too many rules, too little fun. But we who have been on this path for a while can agree that those excuses fade over time. Some quickly, some take longer. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, who guides us and empowers us to live this new life, we move past that and into a change of priorities and the joy of fellowship with Jesus and his people. The gate is narrow and the way difficult, but the goal is worth it all. Heaven is the goal, God's place of perfection, and we can't even imagine how awesome it will be. By the way, did you notice I used the word awesome? I almost never use that word. Today, lots of people call a lot of things awesome. No, they're not. Deuteronomy 7:21 says God is awesome. That means heaven is awesome. Jesus and his salvation is awesome. And that and all that he does is awesome. So nothing else is awesome, because nothing else compares to God. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and heaven. So much for my rant. So as we continue on in this way, we begin to see the many blessings he has for us on the way. So there are two choices, the wide gate and the broad way, which looks inviting but leads to destruction, or the narrow gate and the difficult way, which leads to life. There is no middle ground. Everybody, everyone is on one of these two paths. We either choose heaven or hell. Some are on the wide path and don't even know it. They need to be told. So let's commune with one another joyfully this morning in obedience to Jesus. And let's continue up this path to glory. Let's be ready to tell others about this path, and let's keep looking up and ahead to the goal, heaven. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.